Support comes from Pacific Science Center, working to inspire the next generation of scientists and increase access to STEM education statewide through digital discovery workshops, science on wheels, and summer camps. More ways to support these efforts at pacsci.org.
You're listening to Soundside. I'm Libby Denkman. This next story is about the impact that Seattle has on communities around it. And no, this story is not about sprawl or the cost of living. It's about a sound. And this is normally where we would play it, but no, we won't do that to you. It's a sound we must not play. The best we can do is an imitation.
He goes, boo, boo. Just a lot louder than that.
That's something close to the sound that frustrates and terrifies the residents of Carnation in eastern King County. Carnation sits at the confluence of the Tolt and Snoqualmie Rivers. An earthen dam sits 16 miles up the Tolt from that confluence, and that dam is operated by Seattle Public Utilities. It's where hundreds of thousands of SPU customers get their water. If that dam failed, it would be catastrophic for the roughly 2,000 people that live in Carnation. Fortunately, the city has an alarm system that would alert residents of a dam failure so they could evacuate.
In the event of a dam emergency, the system is in place to, it's a siren system that goes off.
That's Carnation Mayor Jim Rebell.
It sounds like, one of the old school fire alarm sirens or like an air raid siren kind of going off.
Unfortunately, residents of Carnation have unexpectedly and pointlessly heard that sound 8 times in the last 4 years. Typically, Seattle Public Utilities tests the alarm every Wednesday at noon, accompanied by a message confirming that it's a test. That's how it's supposed to go. But lately, those alarms have not been doing what they should.
So 2020, we had our first false alarm.
So back in July of 2020 is when kind of like the first alarm went off unexpectedly, which then caused the majority of the city to evacuate.
That's Kira Avery, the director of the Snow Valley Senior Center.
We were here at the senior center getting ready for lunch. We had been closed to the public because of COVID, but we still had staff here. And so everybody left.
There are 2 ways to evacuate Carnation. For people with cars, they're advised to drive out of town. For folks on foot, they're instructed to hike up a wooded hill on the east side of the city.
They call it Evacuation Hill. When the alarm went off in 2020, a lot of people, too many people, ended up driving up the walking evacuation route, which caused a lot of problems for everybody who was trying to evacuate by car and by foot.
It was a chaotic scene. Tiffany Goodman owns a dog grooming business in Carnation.
You started seeing everybody running outside of my shop. And when I opened the door, it was on Tuesday because it had never gone off before, not on a Wednesday at noon. And that's when it started alarming that the dam had failed, that everybody needed to evacuate, and it wasn't a drill, and the air raid sirens were just going off continuously.
That incident and subsequent alarms constantly remind Tiffany that the dam could break and destroy the town. The way Mayor Rebell sees it, that's one of the 2 issues with all these false alarms. He calls this the psychological impact.
The people that were here when it first went off in 2020, false alarmed, it brings back those emotions every time. We had elderly people just walking out into their front yard expecting a wall of debris to come down and they were going to pass away because they couldn't evacuate.
Now, being faced with your own imminent death is traumatic. Being faced with it several times leads to another problem with these false alarms. It tends to have the opposite effect. A lack of trust in these alarms leads people to take no action. Perhaps you've heard this one before.
It's the whole boy that cries wolf analogy. And if it really is an emergency, you know, people aren't going to evacuate, and that's going to lead to loss of lives.
Mayor Rebell says it's policy for City Hall to always evacuate when the alarm goes off, even if someone suspects it's just a false alarm. Others in town don't have this mandate.
I went to the evacuation site to meet people, and no one has come up to the evacuation site.
Kira Avery at the Senior Center said that the most recent false alarm happened 2 weeks ago on March 27th. She suspected the town was not in danger when she heard it, so she went to City Hall, which is just a short walk away.
They said, you guys should evacuate. That's our policy.
And so they evacuated. Fortunately, there were enough vehicles for 30 seniors, and they left via car instead of trudging up a hill. Kira says the risks of not taking action and being wrong are just too great for the Senior Center. So why is this all happening to Carnation? Seattle Public Utilities began the process of replacing the old dam alarm system after that 2020 false alarm. SPU says the new system is fully operational and now more reliable, but even so, there's been another false alarm since the upgrade, the one a couple weeks ago. Mayor Riebel says he's getting impatient.
This was happened in downtown Seattle in 2020. This would be fixed inside of 6 months. And we're going on 4 years.
We spoke with several folks in Carnation, and every one of them mentioned that for them, there's just no upside in the situation. Carnation doesn't benefit from the reservoir the dam creates as a water source, and the dam generates just a very small amount of electricity for SPU.
It is a City of Seattle asset. The City of Carnation has no benefit. We have our own water sources. We don't get any water from that dam at all.
We reached out to Seattle Public Utilities, which said that the most recent false alarm was caused by a contractor called Federal Signal. One of its employees accidentally activated the alarm. In its response to us, SPU said that Federal Signal has apologized, and SPU knows and fully understands the March 27th unplanned siren and other incidents related to the Tolt Dam early warning system have caused a lot of concern and frustration in the community. And we are diligently working to make things right. Seattle Public Utilities also said that the Tolt Dam remains safe and that SPU monitors the dam visually and with instrumentation 24/7, 365 days a year. Seattle has also temporarily stopped testing the system on Wednesdays, giving Carnation a little extra peace and quiet. Meanwhile, Carnation city officials are pushing for the federal government to deny recertification for the dam when its license expires in 2029. Here's Mayor Riebel again.
It's SPU and the City of Seattle's responsibility to make sure that dam's safe and make sure that the warning systems that they put in place operates properly.
Now, it's unlikely the dam will actually be decommissioned, and hopefully a catastrophic breach will be even less likely to happen. One thing's for certain, the frustrated residents of Carnation don't want to hear that dam sound again. You're listening to Soundside on KUOW. By the way, this show is only possible because listeners support us. If you are able to give right now, check out the show notes for a link to donate. And don't forget, you can listen live on KUOW 94.9 FM Seattle at noon and 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, or anytime online at KUOW.org.
Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's Teen Dance Ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. A story of moral panic, grassroots activism, and an unstoppable music community that fought for its freedom. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.